welcome a lot of what was announced yesterday. Just to give you an example of some of those things, there's going to be a new qualification introduced to provide an appropriate level of assessment for students with special educational needs. There's also going to be a new transition year program in our schools, and transition year for the first time is going to be available in all of our schools, because a lot of our schools, particularly small schools in rural areas, were not able to offer transition year because of the costs associated with it. We also welcome having some of the assessment at Leaving Cert spread out over the 2 years of senior cycle, and we do welcome the fact that there's going to be additional components of assessments in all subjects. Now, over half of the subjects already have additional assessment components, but that will be rolled out to all subjects, so there will be less reliance on the final exam. I suppose our main concern in relation to the announcement yesterday is what was suggested by the Minister, and that teachers would be assessing their students for that additional assessment component, and that is something the TUI members are fundamentally opposed to. We will not mark our own students for state certification purposes. So that's going to be, the big bone of contention now in the talks going forward.
Presumably there will also have to be discussion about the extra work that these changes will incur, who does that extra work, how that extra work is remunerated, and what changes to organisation within schools and on a wider basis is going to have to be introduced to make sure this gets done properly.
Absolutely. I mean, we don't know when it's taking place, how it's taking place, what's actually happening in relation to it. I mean, just by way of an example, one of the things that was said yesterday would be that in future years, all of the oral examinations in the modern foreign languages and the Irish and the music practical exams will take place in the first week of the Easter break. And we've already had teachers on to us this morning saying, well, look, that's actually affecting our extracurricular activities in schools. We have students who are due, for example, next year to go to the World Championships in Irish dancing, which is in Canada, and if that goes ahead, then they actually won't be able to do it, and then they'll be outside of that competition. So there's a lot of things to be discussed, but the two main issues, I suppose, for us is about the, as you say, the workload associated with it, and the fact that it was muted yesterday, the teachers would be assessing the students, and that's something that we as a union will be fundamentally opposed, and we have already said it to the Minister, and we will continue to say it.